calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand, all done within an hour and sponsored exclusively today by the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. Well, welcome, folks. I just want to say, for those of you that are joining us today for the first time, this show is all about transitions and about how the science and psychology of branding can help you change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, and your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. And that's what we're here today, folks. And I hope you enjoy and learn what we have in store for you today. So this show, I think you know by now, is a call-in show, and it's where we want to hear from you. So please give us a call at WVOX 1460 on the dial and share our thoughts with you. And you can do that at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. And we have a caller already, okay? Caller, what's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Well, John, you know, I hope you remember my voice, but I'm the guy that was cut off last week as you were ending the show, so I apologize for calling in so late. But I'm Jerry from Westbury, and I was the guy that was talking about branding myself, coming out of corporate America, now changing jobs, branding myself. And the interesting thing is that I've branded products for years and years and years quite successfully, yet never thinking about branding myself.
Well, Joe, first of all, I'm sorry for cutting you off. And secondly, I think you've come to the right place. Now, that's my my mother speaking when saying, basically apologizing for my behavior. But anyway, what I just want to say is thanks for calling, and I believe that I can be of help to you. So go on.
Well, like I said, I was a vice president, general manager of a couple of different companies, primarily in the sales and marketing function. Part of that function was branding products as well as preparing products for sale, which is all in the same kind of category. I have decided to accept a buyout from a company, and I'm moving on to another company, and I'm looking at my opportunities, but I keep on hearing about branding yourself as an individual, yet I don't have any, surprisingly enough, I don't have any experience in branding myself, and I was wondering if there was anything that you might be able to suggest to me that would help that out a little bit.
Okay, well, first of all, you're not alone, because I'm the branding guy, and I sometimes even have those sorts of doubts. So the secret is to understand that you are a unique individual, and you have unique characteristics. And what do these characteristics bring to your potential employer? And that's really the secret. You're basically, your target market is your boss or your potential boss or your new employer. And the secret there is not so much to worry about what you think they need, but find out what it is they truly need. And based on that, form a brand. So my question to you is, what do you think, what feedback are you getting from bosses or employers in terms of what they need?
Well, you know, I've been known to be a team builder, and surprisingly enough, a lot of people are not that in today's world. They like to go as lone ranger, but I don't believe in that. I do believe in doing it as a team, and everyone gets the same kind of credit, and you get more out of people that way. The other thing that I've been told I'm good at is repair and restoration, you might want to say.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if there's a particular product or a particular market or a particular area of the country that needs repair, they put me there to evaluate and then give suggestions. And then more importantly that, implement the suggestions and turn the situation around.
Okay. I hope you just listened to what you just said. This is really, really good in terms of your brand. So with what you just said, what do you think would be the best feature that you should promote to a potential employer?
Well, I think turning around a bad situation into a profitable situation.
I love it. That's excellent. That's a great building block. What other kinds of characteristics do you think that you possess, or what are the arrows that are in your quiver that you think that would really get folks to respond to the Jerry factor?
Probably getting the most out of the employees that you can get, cultivating their talents, utilizing their talents. I'm not one of those. There are several in the world today that feel that they know everything about everything. I'm one of those who feel I don't know anything. And
God, I love you already. Boy, can I hire you? This is really good stuff. You know what's going on here, Jerry? You've given me three powerful, solid characteristics about your brand, and I don't know if you realize how good they are, but they're really excellent.
Okay. You never look at yourself that way, I guess.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Right. So what I'm trying to communicate here is that this is exactly why you need a brand coach. This is exactly why it's very, very difficult to do these things on your own. And I am not promoting anything here, but I mean, you do need someone to, you know, when I was coming up, we used the word mentor. Now, when I was teaching, all right. But today, even in corporate America, you have a person who is basically your coach that you call mentors. So what I would recommend is to try to get somebody to be your mentor so that you could run ideas like this by them so that you know you're on the right track. How does that sound?
It sounds like a good idea, but to be perfectly honest, if somebody suggested, somebody asked me the question, where would I go, who would I go, I have no idea. And it's kind of embarrassing to say that.
Okay, try colleagues that you've worked with, older colleagues, you know, that you might have been around, and start there. I mean, they don't have to necessarily have their degree in brand coaching or behavioral coaching. But I think in the beginning, it's probably even better for you to go to somebody that you know who's older and might have a little bit more experience in the wonderful world of business or within your field. And go to them and run items by them. I think that's the first way to go. And then I think what you want to do is find out from people that you know, as opposed to going. I don't think anyone uses the Yellow Pages anymore, but you probably go on Google and look up life coaches or.
How about this? I know that I'm limited in time, and I am limited in time because I've got a lot of things going on in my world.
Not a problem. We're here to serve.
Well, is there offline, could I email you somewhere and ask the question? Maybe you could present someone.
Absolutely. My email is doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com.
Okay.
So I'd be more than happy to do that offline and stay in touch. We would really love to hear from you and find out what's going on.
Actually, it's been interesting and it's been helpful because, you know, you never know where to go for this stuff, and that's why I thought I'd call in. I did hear about you, and I appreciate the time.
Well, thank you, and what we're trying to do here at Brad Talk on WVOX 1460 AM. What we try to do is provide something a little bit different from what's on the radio now, and that's why we say it's the only show on radio where branding gets personal. So I really appreciate it, Joe, and I look forward. And please feel free to call in any time and let your friends know that we're here to help them go brand themselves.
Well, thank you very much, and you might be hearing from me again in the near future.
Okay, Jerry. Thanks again.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Anyway, if you like to give us a call, maybe you're going through a transition. Maybe you're concerned about your brand or someone else's brand. Don't hesitate to call. And we're here at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or if you like, you can email me at doc@brandtalkradio.com. So, by the way, what we're going to be doing today is not only are we going to be taking calls, but we're going to talk about my winner and loser of the week, which is always a nail biter for some. So we'll be doing that, which is always a lot of fun. And by the way, if you want to call about anything that I've said, you don't want to get too personal, because I can understand that. That's the psychologist in me talking here. So that if you just simply want to talk about something that I said, you have a comment on a brand, on my brand winner or loser, or the other part is my favorite. What I like to say is I know that. I now know that. So did you know? Did you know that? So we'll be doing that. That should get people thinking. And it's basically, did you know that? Are these like obscure things that can help set up a dialogue about your brand and how these brands that I talk about in these folks that I talk about in these Did You Know segments can, in fact, help you. So that's what we, in fact, always try to do here at Brand Talk, where branding gets personal. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to go for a break with one of our sponsors, and that's going to be the Whitmore Group. We're very proud to have them as a sponsor, and the Whitmore Group is where a relationship is a partnership. And now a word from our sponsor.
Insurance is something that we usually don't like to talk about, but at the Whitmore Group, they know how. Whether it's for your business or your home, the Whitmore Group is the place to go. That's where I go for my insurance needs, and I never doubt that they're looking out for me. Simply put, with James Metzger at the helm and his excellent team, your insurance needs are always taken care of. Whether it's commercial property and casualty, personal or health insurance, estate planning, or financial services, the Whitmore Group is where a relationship is a partnership. 516-746-4141 is the number to call, 516-746-4141, or on the web at WhitmoreGroup.com. And tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
Okay, we're back. And we're back with the winner and loser of the week. And this winner this week, by the way, if you want to read in full detail the winner and loser, you can go to the American Marketing Association's website, which is called Marketing Power, and you can read it there. But this weekend, I really enjoyed the brand that I'm going to be talking about, because it not only tastes good, it has just so many memories for me. And our brand winner is Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. And I can remember my sister and I and my parents going to Coney Island and eating those delicious Frankfurters. I like to say Frankfurters as opposed to hot dogs. And by the way, there's no compensation here from Nathan's. This is just something I really do enjoy, and I think they did a brilliant thing from a marketing point of view in terms of their hot dog eating contest. And what was very interesting is I came across some statistics which showed that Nathan's sales of Frankfurters or hot dogs over the last 5 years as a result of this promotion is something like 300 or 400%. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. This is really, really, really good. And what's brilliant about this promotion is, first of all, they don't do it in New York City, okay? Well, they do it in one of the boroughs of New York. They do it in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Smart, because that's where it comes from. I mean, you know, you didn't get the geniuses that said, oh, well, we have to really do it at the Empire State Building, or we have to do it, in a more prominent location so that we can get the media there, you know? I mean, this is so really wonderful that it's really, this brand really knows what they're doing. So with that said, they do it in Brooklyn. They had a crowd of over 40,000 people, and it was broadcasted on ESPN. I mean, where 2 million viewers were watching this hot dog eating contest. And, a lot of my friends say, well, you know, I would never eat a hot dog after viewing a contest like that. And I say to them, do you eat hot dogs? Well, of course I don't. I said, well, you're not the target market. So, I mean, you know, really, Nathan's doesn't care about you, and that's why this promotion is so brilliant. Okay? And so that's what's really, really terrific. And, you got to love Nathan's, because they don't do any ads. They do no television commercials. They do this promotion, and this is what brings all these record sales. You got to love this. I mean, if this isn't an example of knowing your brand, I don't know what is. And for that, I think the great example, or the great takeaway from that is that you first of all, you should know your brand, and secondly, you should know your target market, all right? You also should be positive, and that's what's great about this promotion, that it's really a very, very positive way of promoting itself, and it's fun. So if you want to talk, you have any ideas that you'd like to share with me about the Nathan's promotion, you can call us here at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110, and you're at WVOX 1460 AM on your dial. So that was my feeling of a great winner of the week, and it had really nothing to do with the fact that this weekend I ate two. I broke my dietary restrictions, which is I generally only have one hot dog on the 4th of July weekend, and I had two. And probably the reason for that, it was because it was a Nathan's hot dog. So a friend of mine who I was with said, you really ate a lot this weekend. I said, well, you know, what I had is I had two Frankfurters and two hot dogs. Generally, in the old days, I would have had, I don't even want to tell you what I used to have. But anyway, so moving right along. The second part and that people always like to know is who is the loser? And the loser is Google. It is really a great product, a great brand, I should say, great service. As I mean, I use their products all the time, right? Whether or not it's Gmail or whether or not it's doing a search on the internet, we all use Google. And it really is a great brand. And the they try to live up of their motto of don't be evil, but they got into a little bit of trouble last week. They may be fined quite a hefty sum because they weren't taking a look at the internet pharmacies that were that they were in fact promoting from either their AdWords search or their search optimization programs that are used to put these pharmacies up. So this was not really a really good thing for Google. And because part of their brand is this don't be evil part. So there's a disconnect between that. And that's what we really don't ever want to do. Whether or not you're a celebrity or whether or not you're a personality or beginning to be a personality, to thy own brand be true. What you really want to do is always be yourself, and that's something that is always very, very hard to do. But anyway, so that's one thing, and the other is that you know what happens when you do something like this. It's like a snowball effect. So this happens. Something else could in fact go wrong. Lawsuits can. So it's almost like a slow chipping away at the brand. And so that if you don't have a strategy on how best to deal with that, your brand is going to be tarnished. And as I was saying before, if you are a personality, or even if you have a business, what you want to do is you want to deal with the issue. If there is negative, there is some negative associations with the brand, get out there, deal with it, and in fact, try to limit the damage by being sincere. I guess it's the lawyers that say this, and I have to be careful because Murray is a friend of mine, and I don't want to get Murray angry at me because he's right before me. But the idea is there's nothing wrong with saying something like, I made a mistake. It won't happen again. If people did that with brands, I know they get a lot of heat from legal, but from a marketing point of view, that is very, very important and very, very endearing to your target market because it shows that you're committed to being there for the long term, not wiggling out and leaving the building. So that's something that you, in fact, should want to do. So if you, by the way, you're listening to John Tantillo here on WVOX, 1460 AM on your AM dial. We're at Brand Talk. We love to hear from you. We're at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Love to hear from you. And, you know, you may have a question about your business. I'm wondering how to brand a new service. I just had a friend of mine that's thinking about getting involved in a new business, and he was trying to do this from a personal selling approach, and it had a little bit of what I would say hints of multi-level marketing that we'll talk about someday, that I'm not really a big fan of. However, if it's done the right way, it shouldn't be a multi-level marketing. A multi-level marketing is that you sell to one group, and that group sells to another group, and that group sells to another group. It has almost Ponzi schemish kinds of overtones that you really don't want to do. So that's something that he had brought up. But the important thing is he needs Brand Talk, and I know he's listening because he had some very, very creative ideas, and that's the kind of stuff that we do here at Brand Talk. So that's what we do. So please give us a call. And we are going to have more callers, Did You Know, and even more Brand Talk in the next hour. So stay around, folks, and be here at Brand Talk, where branding gets personal.
It's your favorite time of the year.
Summer!
And this is your favorite station.
I love it.
AM 1460 WVOX.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissera. President Obama holding a Twitter town hall at the White House, asked about the debt ceiling and whether he would bypass Congress to raise it.
I don't think we should even get to the constitutional issue. Congress has a responsibility to make sure we pay our bills. We've always paid them in the past.
Congress needs to reach a deal by August 2nd or the U.S. risks defaulting on loans.
We have a debt as big as our economy. We look a lot like Greece already.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Major Nadal Hassan, the suspect in the Fort Hood shooting massacre, facing a court-martial and the death penalty.
Hassan is charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder for the shooting spree he went on about a year and a half ago. His attorney tried to argue that his client should only face life imprisonment because a death penalty court-martial, he said, is too costly and time-consuming.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County and the vicinity for this afternoon. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will climb into the lower 90s. Partly to mostly cloudy this evening. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm through the overnight. Lows will drop close to 70. Hazy sunshine, warm, humid weather on Thursday. Highs climbing into the lower 90s. Shower thunderstorm possible once again Thursday evening. Lows into the upper 60s, partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday, highs into the middle 80s. Mostly sunny. Well, Saturday and Sunday, each day highs mid to upper 80s. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
91 degrees.
We're back at Brand Talk Radio, where branding gets personal. This is Dr. John Tantillo, coming to you from wonderful New Rochelle, New York, the home of WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. If you like to call us, why not call us and talk about your brand or anything that we've talked about today? It could be Nathan's, it could be Google, it could be your brand, it could be anything you want to talk about in terms of your brand, because that's what we do here. And we make branding personal. So you could call us at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And we look forward to your calls. But right now, what I like to do is to give you a little bit of a background on what we do here on Brand Talk and how I tackle some personal branding scenarios, that have come across my desk that I think can spur a discussion or get you to think. You know, that's the teacher in me. I still am a teacher. Teachers have played such a important part in my life, and I'm thinking of one who really, a fourth grade teacher that really did a lot. Her brand was that of being, she was using this teacher, and I'll not mention her name. Her name is Sister Mariella. She's now living in Rochester, New York. Her brand was she was very behavioral when it wasn't really, what would I say, in to be behavioral. And so what she basically did, and she had a wonderful, warm personality, but what she did was she, and this is something what we can all learn from, is she made learning fun. And what does that translate into terms of your personal brands? Being with you might not necessarily be have to be fun, but it shouldn't be drudgery, or it shouldn't be something that people don't want to be around you. So that's kind of like a very, very positive thing. So getting back to Sister Mariella, what she would do is reinforce you learning by, and this had to be in the 60s, okay? This was like 1961, I believe. And what she did is if you did an assignment and it was, and you did it well, she would give you a star or a stamp. You did well, terrific. And then at the end of the week, what she did is she said, okay, she would establish a criteria. If you got 30 stars, you could go and pick a gift. And was what, maybe a candy bar? I know you can't do that today. There'd be riots in the street. But there would be a little toy of some kind. But the important thing was not the candy bar and the gift. Okay, the important thing was that you had achieved something, all right? And I mean, you just wanted to learn because you wanted to get all those reinforcers. And it was almost, if you're a business person, what is it? It's a rewards program. So what you're doing, I mean, this woman who I still contact, as a matter of fact, after the show, I am going to reach out to her. What a wonderful person. Anyway, she was applying the principles of marketing or branding right there in 1961 to a guy that would be talking about it 50 years later. Oh, my God. Can't believe that. That's all really, really good in terms of the different brands. So let's talk. So she was just a wonderful brand, and what we can take away from her is that she was a person that knew what her brand was and motivated others and to want to learn doing it her way. So thank you, Sister Mariella. But let's talk a little bit about this other item that came across my desk about a web designer that was at a career crossroads. And once again, what we're trying to do here is to get our listeners here. And if you want to call in, it's 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. You're on WVOX, 1460 AM on your dial. But what we want to do here is give you a little cover. We like to give you get you to start thinking. And I was, and this all started because I said that it was the teacher in me that wants to get you to thinking. And I went on this tangent, but I think I came around, and I think I got you folks to understand that there was some depth to that whole or takeaway from all of that. A rewards program. Don't underestimate rewards program. But let's talk about this fellow David, who is at a career crossroads, and he's a tech professional, and he's a website developer who's been working for a small company. Oh, do we know this one, right? And the company, the small company, gave him training and support and promised to listen to his ideas and concepts. But the company really doesn't care too much about his ideas and concepts, unfortunately. And now what he wants to do... oh, and there's some other things here that I'm just... I feel that you should know. One of which is... the employer paid for his education. His employer is his father-in-law. Have we known that? Okay. And the market is depressed, so he doesn't know what to do. And he feels that he's more design-oriented, or that's where he has moved to, as opposed to being more tech-oriented. So what should he do? And when we come back, we'll try to address some of those concerns. But in the meantime, I would like to get you all to listen to something that I have. I work hard each week to bring to you, and it's called "Did You Know?" And "Did You Know?" is something that will be entertaining and give you a breakaway, a takeaway as well. So "Did You Know?" is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare say your continuing education. And now, "Did You Know That?"
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, "Did You Know That?" Folks, when you find yourself thinking that there's just no way that your unique vision can change the world, well, take heart from Mr. George Ballas, amateur inventor. In 1971, Mr. Ballas was a dance instructor in Houston. He was a perfectionist, paid attention to every detail. His lawn, 2 acres bordered by hundreds of trees, was no exception. But Mr. Ballas had a problem. The same problem that anyone with a lawn had in 1971. How do you trim around those tree roots? Then one day he was sitting in a car wash and noticed the spinning brushes. Racing home, he punched holes in a tin can, put fishing line through those holes. Then he attached the can to a rotary lawn edger. Presto! A groundbreaking invention. What he created that day is now used all around the world. A critical tool for the landscape industry. You might even have one yourself. But Mr. Ballas' story didn't end there. Ballister perfectionist spent time to fine-tune his invention. Only then did he promote it on national TV, building a company that would be bought by Emerson Electric. The name of his invention? Ballas called it the Weed Eater. You probably call it the Weed Whacker. And now you can say, yes, I know.
And we're back here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. John Tantillo here. I hope you enjoyed that. And why don't you send me an email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And let me know what you think of these did you know segments. Did you know that segments? They're on our website, which is brandtalkradio.com, www.brandtalkradio.com. So by tomorrow, we should have this show online. So you will be able to stream it. But we love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. I would like to give you some of my takeaways of why this is important in terms of people's brands. But I would like to just go back to our friend, the employer, for those listeners who might be curious of what to do, because they may be in a situation that they're working for a family member or a friend, and what they want to do is something different, and they feel stifled in the position. What is it that they do? Well, my first tidbit, okay, is remember, this is your life, and it's business. It's business. It's not personal, and that's the secret, okay? What you want to do here is differentiate between the business part of you as well as the personal part. And, you know, I am a firm believer, folks, that when you have an issue with someone, the best thing is to be honest and to have a discussion in a non-threatening way and not be impulsive, okay, in terms of how you are going to react or what you're going to, in fact, say to this person to let them know that you're not happy. Because when it comes down to it, folks, it's your life and you and your career, and you have to do what's good for you. So what I would recommend to this person is very simple. You go to the president, you go to your father-in-law, or your mother-in-law, or your brother-in-law, or your friend, and say, look, I am at a point that I really, really appreciate what you folks have done to me, and I would like to do X, Y, and Z, and I understand the position that you are in, and if you don't see me in your plans, well, okay, that's good, but I just don't want you to take it personally. And that's it. And do it like a lady or do it like a gentleman, and you'll be just fine. So I did want to respond to that before I got into my did you know? I'm sorry, folks, for flubbing the title, because we've been going back and forth on what we were going to name it, but it is here's the guy talking about branding that can't get the gig right in terms of the did you know that segment. So now I got it right, but so you're probably saying, okay, Tantillo, what you know, what's the big deal here? Why is this so? Other than it being a little entertaining, what really can I learn from this? Well, the first thing I think you can learn from this is what Ballas did is he created something that people needed. And this is oh so important. And I start screaming and yelling about this. I mean, you so often people come to me, and I've been there, and they've wanted me. They want to go and get something patented. They want to go to the U.S. Patent Office and get something to have a patent. And and I said, okay. And you ask how many people are going to want this, and is there a need out there for this? This is what you think, but it's not necessarily what other people think. So what you want to do is you want to go out and you want to do a little bit of research. So and make sure that that's what people in fact need. Well, for Ballas, who didn't need to trim their grass around the tree trunks, right? The second part, and here's another thing. I hate to mention this guy, and once again, I have another friend of mine that wants to go into business, and I don't know whether or not he has this component and or this characteristic, and this is called perfectionism, and this attention to detail. Probably attention to detail is a better expression than perfectionism, because attention to detail, there's more of an openness. Perfectionism, I'm going to do it my way or no way. Well, when you apply attention to detail, what you're in fact doing is worrying about all those little fine points that are going to make your product a success, and you must do that. I have many, many friends that have great ideas but are exceptionally poor in terms of execution. So you have to be able to execute these wonderful, great ideas. Another thing that I love about this is that this fella, Ballas, hadn't invented anything before this contraption or the weed eater or the weed act. The weed whacker that he, in fact, invented. And so let that be a lesson to you that you may not be an electrical engineer or you might not be an engineer, but that's why there are engineers. But what you have to do is you have to stick to it, all right? And you have to make sure that there is a need for what it is that, you, that you're doing. So there you have it in terms of why I chose that. And here's one of the good things about teaching marketing is that you have to actually prepare for the classes, you know. And when I was doing that, I came across a great example of this, meeting the needs of the marketplace. And that there are, I believe, about 2,500 new products that are introduced in the marketplace each year. And now you're saying, I did not know that. So, yes. And I think less than 1% survive. And I'm not talking about mom, pa, kettle. I'm talking about Procter & Gamble. I'm talking about General Mills. I'm talking about AT&T. I'm talking about products that and companies that have a great pedigree when it comes to branding, and they make mistakes because they somehow have missed what the target market really likes, okay? What we do at Brand Talk is we'll be identifying that on 1460 AM on your dial. And if you'd like to give us a call, we're at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And the example I like to give is Duncan Hines in the 1970s came up with a cake mix that all you had to do was add water. You would think, okay, that would have been the cat's meow. That would have been terrific. Sales would have, been off the shelf. They wouldn't have been able to, keep the product on A&P's shelves at the time, right? But it didn't work. And what they did is they did a post hoc analysis, And they found out after doing the research, okay, even though some great product manager thought he was going to become chairman of Duncan Hines Corporation after coming up with this bright idea. Well, what happened was that when they did the research, they found out that Baker's wanted to do a little bit more than just put water. They wanted to add an egg because adding an egg showed that they were doing more than just adding water and that they really cared about the people they were cooking this cake for. So that made the point here I'm making is this made probably very, very little sense to the executives at Duncan Hines, but it made a lot of sense to the people that were going to, the potential people that wanted to, in fact, go and purchase the product, which they did not do. So once again, what we want to do is always find out and test whether or not these needs are in fact real or are we making them up. Now, on another note, I just have to let you know that if you were to do research before Star Wars was introduced, and they did do research, there was no need in the marketplace for a science fiction movie for the mass market. And so there's an example of doing the research where you're, if I could get a little typical, committing what we call in the business a type two error of saying that there is no need for a product, but in fact there really is. That's my teacher. I hope I'm not showing off too much, but anyway, that's another thing. But so we have to be, first of all, when we're doing marketing and we're doing branding, this is human activity. It's a science, yes, but there are always going to be confidences of error, okay? You're only going, you know, in science, you can only either be 95% correct or 99% correct. There is always a 5% and 1% chance that you might not, that these things might work, might not work. And if and think about when you're talking about marketing, what begins to happen. So you have to give that a little bit of time. And and getting back to our friend Ballas, I think that what he did was, it should be inspirational to you listeners out there to say you can do it. That if you have an idea and you do the research and you work hard at it and you pay attention to all the checklists that you need to get a product to market or to get your service to market, that's in fact pretty darn good. So what I'd like now to do is let you know about a great company that is a sponsor of our show, the Whitmore Group, and now a word from our sponsor.
I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and a friend, and I have seen how he fights for his clients. Folks, insurance is something that we usually don't like to talk about, but at the Whitmore Group, they know how. Whether it's for your business or your home, the Whitmore Group is the place to go. That's where I go for my insurance needs, and I never doubt that they're looking out for me. Simply put, with James Metzger at the helm and his excellent team, your insurance needs are always taken care of. Whether it's commercial property and casualty, personal or health insurance, estate planning or financial services, the Whitmore Group is where a relationship is a partnership. 516-746-4141 is the number to call. 516-746-4141 or on the web at whitmoregroup.com. And tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you. I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and a friend, and I have seen how he fights for his clients and strives to meet their genuine insurance needs. Folks, it's bad to pay for insurance you don't need, but it's worse to think you're protected and then find out you are not. You want the right kind of professionals having your back. The Whitmore Group has your back. It's where a relationship is a partnership. Their number, 516-746-4141, 516-746-4141, or visit them on the web at whitmoregroup.com and tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX AM 1460 on your dial. I'm Dr. John Tantillo, and if you have a brand, why not give a brand question? Why not give us a call at 914-636-0110? And we're sorry about that, but we had two commercials there, and that's wonderful for the Whitmore Group, our great company to, in fact, work with. And James Metz is a good guy. So this has been our show, folks. Brand Talk will be here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 on WVOX. This is Dr. John Tantillo saying it's always easier when you have your brand in mind. See you next week.